Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News, Hungary Reports. I'm Hanna Akatolt with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. Hungarian export broke a new record in March this year. It reached more than 8 billion euros for the first time ever in the country's history. Analysts say foreign trade will continue on this favorable course.
According to newest data from the Central Statistical Office, Hungary set a new record in the history of its export. This past March, it passed 8 billion euros, meaning a 13% increase in 1 year. Import has also grown by 9.8%. Thanks to the favorable results, the country's trade balance has reached a record high 929 million euros. An expert said to M1 News that growth of the machine and automobile industry were the biggest contributing factors to outstanding export data. In the past few years, we've had a few large expansions in the sector, which most likely brought in more small suppliers, resulting in a bigger industrial and manufacturing base that was able to meet growing foreign demand, said the analyst. Péter Szijjártó said that the exceptional statistics confirmed the government's good foreign economic strategy. The minister added that the government won't relax because of the results. The aim is to maintain our competitiveness. It's another reason why the government decided from 2014 to 2020 to double European Union funding used for research and development, and also to ensure that the needed quality and quantity of qualified workforce is available to attract further investors to Hungary, said the minister. He added they would also like to aid small and medium-sized companies to have a larger role in Hungary's export. The goal is to reach 12,000 export-capable companies instead of the current 3,000.
One of the heads of the European Office of the International Monetary Fund talked very positively about the interest rate cut policy of the Hungarian National Bank. Not too long ago, he said in Brussels that he wouldn't call the Hungarian economic policy unorthodox.
For the first time, Washington, D.C.-based IMF presented its usual spring mid-eastern and southeastern European economic forecast in the Hungarian National Bank in Budapest. The central bank's managing director of monetary politics said Hungary has come a long way to reduce its external debts. Daniel Palotai also said the current IMF report confirms that state debt and at the same time Hungary's vulnerability have both decreased. Our vulnerability has lessened because public loans are no longer forex-based, instead foreign-based. This further helps because citizens can spend more, consumption increases, thus putting growth on an even more stable foundation. One of the European leaders of the International Monetary Fund welcomed the Hungarian Central Bank's interest rate cut policies. With it, according to him, Hungary can evade deflation that many countries in the region are currently facing. He thinks the circumstances are more favorable in Hungary.
Hungary differs from other Central and Eastern European economies in the sense that it went into the crisis with a higher level of government debt than the other countries, and so it had a little less space, fiscal space, to accommodate the private sector deleveraging than the other countries had, and that has complicated some factors. But in the meantime, where again it is similar to the other Central Eastern European economies, is that a fairly strong growth rate has taken hold.
Jörg Dekrasin said Hungary is among the region's most rapidly developing countries. He added, monetary politics have eased a great deal, and if that stays unchanged, it will support the economy.
The Prime Minister plans to present the European Committee's proposal for immigration regulation to the Hungarian Parliament for discussion as soon as he receives the draft. Viktor Orbán said the committee's proposal doesn't only deal with illegal immigration, but entails the EU's general strategy for all details concerning immigration.
To the Hungarian Parliament and to the Hungarian public, I recommend that we discuss what we agree on, as in which parts in the documents are and which parts are not in Hungary's interests. An exciting and nice discussion is before us. I would like that this discussion would happen before the Prime Minister's hold next EU summit in May, where we have to represent the national standpoint. I'd like to go to the summit with the Hungarian Parliament's clear authority.
Radical right-wing Jobbik says Hungary has to decline the immigration quota recommended by Brussels. Dania Zekarpa, deputy leader of the Jobbik parliamentary group, said the country cannot take part in the process when immigrants headed to Western Europe are stopped by quotas and then stay stranded here.
We could immediately restore the border guard without permission or comment from the European Union with the use of minimal resources. In addition, we wish to close the currently open refugee camps until the level of terrorist danger declines.
Hungarian troops can volunteer in the unit that will be sent to Iraq to fight against the Islamic State, said the Hungarian Prime Minister after talks with the Kurdish president in Budapest. Viktor Orbán said the Hungarian troops will serve in Erbil to protect the international training facility there. He added that it is important for the entire Western world to have stability in Iraq.
Among the Central European countries, Hungary is the first to send troops to Iraq. The Hungarian battalion will be responsible for the security of the International Military Training Center in the Kurdish capital, Erbil. Stability in Iraq is important for not only the people living there, but also for the Western world and Europe, said Viktor Orbán after having talked with Kurdistani President Masoud Barzani. The Prime Minister emphasized that the Hungarian parliament made a good decision to send troops to Iraq because it is necessary to protect Western values. Those who sign up for such an operation must be very brave, he said, adding that only those troops are sent there who volunteered for the mission. They are expected to gain respect for Hungary with their work, he said. We are not sending entire units, but we form a unit of those who volunteer. Beside courage, the Hungarian armed forces also have experience they gained during missions in Afghanistan, the Prime Minister said. President of the Kurdistani region expressed appreciation for the involvement of Hungarian military in the fight against Islamic State. I would like to thank the Hungarian parliament for deciding by a great majority to send troops to Kurdistan. I can assure you that your troops will be safe and among friends, Barzani said. The Kurdistani president mentioned that the Hungarian oil company, MOL, showed great courage when it decided to stay in the region despite the great threats. The Hungarian prime minister added that there is a great chance for Kurdistan to become a modern, effective and successful region Hungary can have a close cooperation with.
The countdown has started. The Hungarian team has departed to Vienna, where the 50th Eurovision Song Contest will take place. This year, Hungary will be represented by Boglárka Csemer, or Bogi, with her song Wars for Nothing. The contestant told M1 News before leaving that she's been preparing for the competition spiritually in the past few weeks because she thinks the team will perform better if they feel great in body and mind alike. She also said that she will do everything to represent Hungary as best she can. The first semi-final will be next Tuesday, broadcast live on Public Media's Duna channel. I expect from my performance in Vienna and from myself to do this contest with the same purity, humility as I did at home, to let the song sound as pure and beautiful as I expect it from my fellow musicians and myself, to give the highest possible quality performance on the stage in Vienna. That was all for today from the team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in for Hungary Reports tomorrow night, as every night. Thanks for watching.